Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
Be still and know that I am God. That's getting tough with many of us glued to the internet. In one sense, we have way too many options to fill our time. Developing godly character requires developing our inner lives. Today, words of challenge on holiness. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a six-part series on what happens when God comes to church, taken from 1 Thessalonians. When God comes, we're going to learn that the church is holy and how that impacts our entertainment choices.
What would you do if thieves were to come into your home and steal your children? You wake up in the morning and they're not there. You say, well, that would never happen. The doors are locked. The windows are bolted. The police would be called and they'd find our children. What if I were to tell you that thieves even now are already in your home stealing the hearts of your children, their values, their souls, and they're leaving you with the bodies to deal with, but their allegiances lie somewhere else? What if it were true that these thieves are not only stealing the hearts of our children, but also the hearts of adults and families, and parents are blinded by these thieves that have come in, and they have come in with the express purpose of taking over? The thieves that I'm referring to, basically one word, the media. The Trib had this article, "Media Options Swamp the Nation." The average American spends 9.6 hours a day inhaling the media, watching television, using computers, listening to the radio, going to the movies, according to the Census Bureau's statistical abstract. We as a nation apparently spend on average 2 months of every year just watching TV. Brian Gradham, president of entertainment for MTV Network, says, the more media that's consumed, the more it drives overall usage. It's like an echo chamber effect. The more you use it, the more you use it. It's called addiction. That's what it is. Today I'm talking about television with all of its impurity that comes into our homes. I'm speaking about the movies with their violence and sensuality and occultism. And I'm speaking about the internet with all of its potential for good and its potential for harm, such as pornography. And at the end of this message, I'm going to read a letter from someone who is caught in that trap. And I'm also going to read his story of deliverance. I'm also speaking about video games. Have you ever wondered why they are so violent? I didn't know why they had all this violence on video games until I spoke to someone who is converted out of the occult. And she said that in the occult, you gain points and you gain strength in the hierarchy of demonic spirits by the shedding of innocent blood. And that's why the video games are so violent. And that's why kids kill one another on these games. In fact, somebody told me that they were in a home and a little boy, 7 years old, comes to his mom and says, I just killed 94 people. And she just shrugged her shoulders. Well, it's just a game. It's just a game. It's teaching you principles of violence, however, and it is drawing you into the violence of occultism and the power of demonic spirits. Another pastor and I here at the church tried to help a boy who was in the video game, and he was going from one level of difficulty to another with all kinds of foreign gods from false religions. And clearly, he had received demonic spirits. These spirits wouldn't even let him sit down. He was just a perpetual motion machine. And yet parents say, well, you know, it is only a game, but it is addictive. Saw on TV recently, a new game. Can't remember the name of it. And it is so addictive that that's the thing that they talked about. They had a section on the news about the addiction of this video game where you connect with people in other countries or something like that. And one guy said, I took off work for 2 days so that I could just play it straight and not have to be interrupted. Addiction, that's what it is. All of the media has the power of addiction. I'm going to introduce you to a word today that we aren't very fond of using in our churches in this century. It's the word holiness. The word holiness makes us feel uncomfortable, doesn't it? God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. The word holiness. And it is a scriptural requirement for the church and for individuals to be holy. Today we're going to wander right into Satan's territory, right into his toy shops. And therefore, there will be some resistance to this sermon. Some of you are going to tune me out. Some of you will find it hard to stay awake. Some of you will come with so many rationalizations that you won't even be able to hear what I'm going to say. I tell you that when we speak about this, we're speaking about all of us. This is not a message where I'm up here and I'm preaching this to you. You know, those of us who have had the good fortune of never being even tempted by alcoholism or drugs, we can all identify with addiction, and we can all identify with the power of sexual temptation, because we've all been there. So this is a message in which we as a family of God's people are speaking God's word, but it's for every one of us, including those of us who are in leadership. And because it is so important, I would like us to bow in prayer one more time and ask that God will give us receptive spirits and hearts as we listen to his most holy word. Father, we pray that those who have fallen into traps of sensuality, we pray today that even as they have concluded that they can't get out and they can't change, we pray that you shall surprise them and bring deliverance and hope and help. Because, Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing. And we ask now that all who are listening may say, Lord, whatever you are going to tell me to do, I will do. By the way, those of you who are listening, are you willing to tell God that whatever you show me today, I will do? If you are, you tell him. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, series of messages, when God comes to church. When God comes to church, the church is holy. That's the theme of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and please find it, because we're going to plunge right into the text, and we're going to find out what it has to say to us today. Paul preached to pagans, and now he expected these pagans to be holy, because Christianity is different from all of the other religions of the world. All other religions are external only. Christianity actually changes the heart and the desires and the aptitude and gives inner strength, so that it isn't just a matter of willpower. It's actually the power of God in deliverance and strength. So if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I urge you to do that. That's the entry point to be able to find God's power and God's strength. Now, let's plunge into the text. Finally, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus Christ that as you receive from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. You say, what's that big word? This word sanctification is really the word holy. Hagia is the word holy, to be set apart. Hagiasmos is sanctification. In fact, that's why the footnote says we could read it, for this is the will of God, your holiness, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. That's characteristic of someone who doesn't know God. They can't control their passions. That no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger of all these things, as we told you, just that far. Today we're going to answer three questions. What pleases God? Why should we please God? And how do we do it? And each one of those questions is critical and very important. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. First of all, what pleases God? Well, this is the will of God, even your holiness, abstain from sexual immorality. The Greek word is porneia, from which we get the word pornography. But it refers really to a whole range of sexual impurity. Prostitution, all sex outside of a man-woman marriage would fall into this category, and all kinds of bizarre things that are happening in our society. And so Paul is saying, first of all, you abstain. Next, you'll notice positively, he says that you should learn to control your own body. That's probably the best translation. The word is vessel, so some people think that it has to do with a wife, but probably the way in which we have it translated here, it's correct to control your own body in holiness and honor. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 13, put to death the deeds of the body, because if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Puritans used to say you have to hunt down sin, you have to kill sin, or sin will kill you. I've been reading about that text in Romans during the past weeks, and someday I'll preach a message on it. But for now, to simply point out, the Bible says, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. And by the way, control your body with honor and holiness. If you're giving in to somebody today sexually, that really means that you think more of them and what they want to do than you do the honor of your own body and the holiness of your own body. Therefore, glorify God in your body, the Bible says.
Okay, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. I want to ask you a question. What is it that leads us into sin? The answer is our emotions. God gave us emotions because he understands that we as human beings, we can rejoice, we can also express sorrow, which of course is biblical, but at the same time, we can be led astray. That's why I've written a book entitled Managing Your Emotions. And while I'm on the topic, I want to say that we are a nation that is filled with fear and anxiety for many different reasons. And what we must do is to go back to the Bible to understand the renewing of the mind. We need God's help to navigate what is before us. For a gift of any amount, we're making this book available for you. It's entitled Managing Your Emotions, and the subtitle is God's Good Gifts Gone Wrong. I think that you'll benefit from it, and you'll also have the opportunity to share it with someone else.
Today, Erwin Lutzer began a message on The Church is Holy, the fourth in a series on what happens when God comes to church. Next time, the central reason why we must be holy. Pastor Lutzer's book on managing your emotions can transform your life. This book will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.